Hey.
This is Talk Live, your show. You can control the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8.net toll free line for you. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. That, once again, is freetalklive.com. As we settle back into our normal chairs, Mark, after a weekend of broadcasting live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, which was just an incredible event, a few reflections on it, I thought that, and I was being honest over the weekend, they really couldn't have done anything to make it any better.
I really don't think they could have.
I mean, it was incredible.
It was great.
There were, over 250 people, probably closer to 300.
Right, they estimated over 300.
Over 300 throughout the entire weekend that had come in and out of there, and to see various different things, everything from big libertarian luminaries like John Stossel, who I am told gave an excellent speech on Saturday night, very entertaining. And Ron Paul, of course, was in attendance on Sunday. He did not announce his candidacy for president, so I guess he's still in the exploratory committee phase.
Right.
Though I guess the news of the weekend was that Michael Badnarik, the 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, had endorsed Ron Paul.
Right. He did so in front of me. He basically said anybody who didn't endorse Ron Paul based on his... I don't think he specifically mentioned immigration, but based on, you know, some of his issues that were less than entirely libertarian, was being foolish. That Ron Paul is, you know, by and large a libertarian, and to not endorse him based on that would be being foolish.
Sure, and if he can actually manage to get the Republican Party nod, then he's the only libertarian with a chance to win.
You know, Bill Westmiller gave a really great explanation as to why that, how that could happen. More or less McCain and Giuliani and Mitt Romney managed to tire each other out. Ron Paul makes a great showing in New Hampshire, which I suspect he will, considering the free staters that are here and how excited they are about him. He could very well be the second guy, and it's funny what happens in these primary races. Bill Clinton wasn't the front runner. George Bush wasn't the front runner. There's lots of presidential candidates who have managed to make it through, and when the big boy out there didn't.
Yeah, it's a real possibility as to whether or not how probable it is. I think that right now, making a call on that is really just silly. We don't know what's going to happen. Anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know he's expected to...
He's got the best chance of any libertarian who's ever run.
That, I would say, is definitely a fair statement.
Yep.
And also, I guess he's going to be in a Larry King debate of some sort in New Hampshire in April.
April the 4th, I believe.
And he's going to be debating, I don't know who, but I presume the other candidates. And in that case...
One would assume.
In that case, that's something I want to see. Because it's going to be very interesting to see how these big government Republicans fare against Ron Paul. I mean, he could really clean it up.
Once the libertarian message gets out in front of the rest of these messages, it shows people, wow, the government's bloated and ineffective. And I would love to see him on equal footing. This guy's a representative in the U.S. House. He's not just some guy from somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not just some libertarian who's managed to get get on television. He's a representative.
So it'll be interesting to see how this develops as time goes on. An incredibly successful event over the weekend. We had a lot of fun meeting a huge number of our listeners. I'd be curious to know, of the 300 people in attendance, how many of them were Free Talk Live listeners? It seemed like a significant percentage.
Yeah. Over 50% would be my guess.
Do you think?
I do.
Wow. I wouldn't have gone that high.
Did you see all those people?
Yeah, well, there were a lot of people, that is for sure.
And, even the ones that didn't come necessarily simply because Free Talk Live advertised it, many of them had listened at some point. It seems to me, especially the younger demographic.
And that for sure. I think of the people attending under the age of 40,
yeah,
we
45.
Had a significant percentage of them. And I think we also picked up some new listeners as well while we were there, which is also nice. Of course, giving out plenty of our Free Talk Live bumper stickers, which there are some remaining. I'd say I came there with about 250 stickers, and I'd say we got rid of a good 75, 80 stickers, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
So if you still want to get your Free Talk Live bumper sticker, head over to store.freetalklive.com to find out how to do that. Anyway, we're back doing our normal thing. Of course, we were still doing our normal thing, just had more guests than we normally ever do, because there were just so many interesting people milling about. It would have been silly for us to sit here and talk about news stories when we could talk to interesting people. And that's what, again, the show's about, is talking to interesting people like you. So 800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind to start things out tonight. There's a story that I've had sitting in my prep pile for a while, and it's just, it's a sick story. Sick in that there's a woman who's facing 40 years in prison for, I guess, allowing porn pop-ups on her computer in a school classroom.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really just an absurd story of government supposedly protecting the children at the cost of putting one possibly innocent woman in prison for 40 years.
When you say she allowed them, what's that mean?
Well, according to the AP, until recently, Julia Mero says she lived the quiet life of a small-town substitute teacher with little knowledge of computers and even less about pornography. Now she's in the middle of a criminal case that hinges on intricacies of both, and it could put her behind bars for up to 40 years. She was convicted last month of exposing 7th-grade students to pornography on her classroom computer. She contended the images were inadvertently thrust onto the screen by pornographers' unseen spyware and adware programs.
Hmm.
Prosecutors dispute that, but her argument has made her a cause celebre among some technology experts who say what happened to her could happen to anyone. "I'm scared," the 40-year-old Amaro said. "I'm just beside myself over something I didn't do." It all began October 2004. Amaro was assigned to a class at Kelly Middle School in Norwich, a city of around 37,000 people in Connecticut, about 40 miles east of Hartford. Amaro says that before her class started, a teacher allowed her to email her husband. She says she used the computer, then went to the bathroom, returning to find the permanent teacher gone and two students viewing a website on hairstyles. Amaro says she chased the students away and started class, but later, she says, pornographic images started popping up on the computer screen by themselves.
That's got to be embarrassing.
She says she tried to click the images off, but they kept returning.
I think that this has happened to most people.
Well, as anybody who has experienced this spyware adware problem can attest to, you close one window, and immediately there's code running in the background of your computer that ensures that another window is going to pop right up.
And it seems like sometimes it seems like they're just going to keep on coming.
That's what happened here. She says she tried to keep turning them off, but they kept returning. And she was under strict orders not to shut the computer off. I don't know why that was, but she allegedly was. She says, "I did everything I possibly could to keep them from seeing anything." Prosecutor David Smith contended at Amaro's 3-day trial that she actually clicked on graphic websites. Several students testified they saw pictures.
She may very well have clicked on graphic websites trying to get the thing to turn off. I mean, it's not like she knew a great deal about computers or...
She alleges she does not.
Right. I mean, that's... I don't know.
As many teachers do not. I can attest from my time in high school that a lot of teachers have trouble with the power button. They let alone this whole internet thing. And checking emails, whoa.
I think that this is just an embarrassing situation that should have been, at the very least, she should have been just talked to. You know, what happened and that kind of thing. This doesn't
but
seem
Mark,
like...
But Mark, she's hurting the children's minds. She's injuring children.
It doesn't seem like she was. I mean, even if the pornographers perhaps were, but...
Several students testified they saw pictures of naked men and women, including at least one image of a couple having oral sex.
Computer consultant
Herb Horner testified for the defense that the children had gone to an innocent website on hairstyles and were redirected to another hairstyle site that had pornographic links. He says it can happen to anybody.
Yeah, I would say it could.
The defense argued that images were caused by adware and spyware programs that are often secretly planted on computers by internet businesses to track users' browsing habits. They can generate pop-up ads, in some cases, pornographic ones. "It's absolutely plausible," says Ari Schwartz, deputy director of the Center for Democracy and Technology. He said, "It's a huge problem." But many remain skeptical, including Mark Steinmetz, who served on Amaro's jury. He says, "So many kids noticed this going on. It was truly uncalled for. I would not want my child in her classroom. All she had to do was throw a coat over it or unplug it."
Well, just because she didn't think of throwing a coat over it, I don't know if I would have thought of throwing a coat over it.
Right, she might have very well been.
Unplugging it, assuming that she was ordered to keep the thing on, I don't know if that would have stopped me from turning it off.
Well, she could have turned off the monitor, but again, that's presuming she had the presence of mind to think of these things. She
right.
may have
you
been
can't
so
put her
flustered.
In jail because she made a mistake. You could put her in jail if she did something wrong.
She could have been so flustered by seeing these images up on the screen and really just completely lost it, gotten really nervous, really unsure of what to do.
Zero tolerance is out of control.
Well, there's more on the way about this case and your calls as well about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Shelly, you look Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, and that does include the updates. You get signed up for the updates. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. And that's updates.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. We're talking about a very disturbing case out of, I believe, Norwich, Connecticut, where a substitute teacher, or a former substitute teacher, I suppose, is now facing 40 years in prison, up to 40 years in prison, on multiple felony counts. Now, I'm looking through here this story to find out what exactly the charges were. I've yet to see two different articles about this. I've yet to see either one mention what the charges were in this particular case that she was found guilty of. What on earth could possibly get you, what do you call, what's the crime where you leave a pornographic image up on a computer screen for a young person to see? Corrupting the youth? I mean, what
contributing,
is that?
Contributing to the delinquency of a minor?
Is that a felony?
I don't know.
It certainly doesn't sound like it should be a felony, but whatever it was, she was charged with a whole bunch of them, and allegedly what happened here was that she was teaching as a substitute in a class. She came back into the room after allowing a couple kids on the computer, and then during her, during the class at some point, pornographic images, ads, started popping up on the computer screen. She tried to click them off. They kept coming back. As anybody who's ever had experience with adware and spyware knows, that's exactly what happens. The prosecution says that she was doing this on purpose, that she's a porn addict, and that she couldn't stay away from the porn even though she was at her job in the classroom. Of course, the defense is saying this could have been anybody. This could have been a couple of kids on the computer, clicking on a semi-risky website, some adware installed itself, and began popping up porn ads. So many kids noticed what's going on, said one juror. It was truly uncalled for. I wouldn't want my kid in her classroom. All she had to do was throw a coat over it or unplug it. We figured even if there were pop-ups, would you sit there? Well, it doesn't sound like she sat there. She said she tried to stop them. But she doesn't know anything about computers.
Right. It sounded to me like she was sitting by the computer just trying to turn the things off, and every time they pop up, one, she'd try to turn it off, but
right.
Some kids managed to see some pictures because, I don't know.
Right. We don't know how long this went on for, because they only say, it doesn't sound like it went for too long, because it says that they had kids testifying during the trial, students in the classroom, saying they saw pictures of naked men and women, including at least one image of a couple having oral sex. Is that all? I mean, if that's it, then that doesn't sound like it went on for a half an hour or anything like that. And so it seems like
it's unfortunate, but it doesn't sound like a crime that should be punished by any kind of jail time, especially 40 years.
It's just incredible to me. The Federal Trade Commission has been cracking down on companies accused of spreading malicious spyware to millions of computers worldwide, and pop-up blockers that can prevent so-called porn storms are now in wide use. However, they may not necessarily be in use in a classroom.
It seems unlikely that they would have those in a school computer.
And maybe it's just unlikely because the IT department is a bunch of bureaucrats and they just don't care. And it never crossed their mind that maybe they figured that no one would ever surf to a porn website within their school. Who knows what they were thinking? It's a bad idea to not have spyware pop-up software on your computer. But I want to know how you feel about this particular case. Do you feel like this woman was somehow responsible, even though she was the substitute teacher? I mean, this could have been a result of something that the regular teacher went and did, and the adware installed itself, and it just so happened to start popping up ads on this particular day. It's hard to
tell. That doesn't seem as likely to me. I mean, my experience is that whenever you get these things going, they happened right then.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything.
It could have happened anytime. It could happen based on, they can program these things to where it pops up ads based on where you surf to. So the adware might have already been installed and noticed something that triggered a porn ad or something like that.
So they really found this woman guilty?
They found her guilty, and she's facing 40 years in prison. How do you feel about it? Let's go to Shiloh in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Shiloh. Shiloh in Michigan, going twice. I think it sounded like he hung up. All right. That's interesting because it was a station that I did not recognize. Mm. It was always interesting to find out if we've got secret stations out there.
We seem to have some.
Airing the show. Hopefully Shiloh will call back. 800-259-9231. Amaro and her supporters say the old computer lacked firewall or anti-spyware protections to prevent inappropriate pop-ups. What's extraordinary is the prosecution admitted there was no search made for spyware, an incredible blunder akin to not checking for fingerprints at a crime scene.
Yeah, it does seem like an incredible blunder to me.
Said Alex Eckelberry, president of a Florida software company, as he wrote in a local newspaper, quote, when a pop-up occurs on a computer, it will get shown as a visited website, and no physical click is necessary. So what he's saying happened was that the investigators didn't bother to check for adware or spyware, even though that's the most likely occurrence.
If I were investigating, I wouldn't know how to check for those things.
If you were investigating a computer case, you should be a computer guy.
That's what they should have, but who knows if they were in some town where they even had a computer guy to check these things.
Well, anyway, that's what apparently didn't happen, was they didn't run a check for that, and this guy's saying that if a pop-up occurs, that gets listed in your history, so it looks like you went there.
Right.
So if all of a sudden Free Talk Live buys a bunch of pop-up ads on an adware service, which of course we wouldn't do.
No.
But just as an example, if we bought a bunch of pop-up ads and our ads started popping up on people's computers, you check their browsing history, it would look as though that they went to our website, even though it was the little adware program that did it. Smith, the prosecutor, wouldn't say what he plans to recommend when Amaro's sentenced on March 2nd. Again, up to 40 years possible. John Newsom, a defense attorney in Norwich, familiar with the case, said Amaro might be spared prison or face perhaps a year to 18 months.
God, a year to 18 months? This is ridiculous.
Principal Scott Fain said the computer lacked the latest firewall protection because a vendor's bill had gone unpaid.
Hmm.
I was shocked to see what made it through, he said. But Fain also said Amaro was the only one to report such a problem. We've never had a problem with pop-ups before or since. But again, what does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything that they hadn't had that problem before.
It doesn't really mean
anything that it happened to happen in this woman's class. This is incredible to me. And I want to know how you feel. Is there anybody out there that thinks this woman, this substitute teacher, who allegedly is clueless and doesn't know anything about the Internet or computers, and even if she did know things about the Internet or computers, really, I mean, even if she was a computer whiz and she happened to substitute for a class where there were adware and spyware installed on the machine, and she knew enough to shut off the monitor, even if, like, she had been teaching or if she'd went out of the room and some kids had seen some pop-ups come up on the computer while she wasn't there to see it happen, and so therefore she corrupted the youth or whatever, or allowed the youth to be corrupted, really, does it really mean that she needs to spend time in prison? Is any jail time an appropriate answer to this problem? Any at all? If you think so, I want to hear from you at 800-259-9231, the toll-free packet8.net toll-free line. I mean, at worst, I think the woman should be maybe fired. Maybe, at worst. And I don't even think that should have happened.
Fired is if she was purposely doing this, fired sounds right.
There's no way to even prove that, though.
No.
In which case, that's why I say I don't even think that should have happened. But what do you think? 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, we'll find a real porn criminal on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to oneyeartoretire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to oneyeartoretire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to oneyeartoretire.net. That's oneyeartoretire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. Bring up anything toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll free line for you. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. There's live streams there, including a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well, both of them totally free. That's freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents, like setting up a corporation or a limited liability company. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
1-800-259-9231, talking about one of the more disturbing stories in the news so far this year, the case of Julia Mero, a substitute teacher who's now facing up to 40 years in prison for essentially allowing for a moment or two, I'm not sure how long this went on for, but a few moments at least, of porn pop-ups to appear on a computer in a classroom where she was substitute teacher for. The pop-ups just started, and she tried to close them. They would not close. They would continue to open up new pop-ups. And it's a common frustration for a lot of Internet users who don't know enough about the Internet to have adware and spyware protections on their computers. And now she's facing time in jail over it. I can't understand why. It seems to me the worst that should happen to this woman is that she should be fired from her job. But I don't even agree that that should be the case. It should be the school's responsibility to install spyware and adware protection on every single one of the computers in those classrooms. If they don't want kids to see pop-up ads, they need to get the protection software on there. Otherwise, they're at risk. The school apparently, and I'm switching to a different story about this from Associated Content. with a little bit more information about an investigation into Amaro's computer. Remember, the prosecution, the police, did not investigate her computer for spyware. However, apparently at some point, someone allowed a computer expert in there to take a look around. Arguing the computer was infested with spyware and malware was simply hearsay and couldn't possibly have any bearing on the case. Of the 42 discovered spyware and adware programs, 27 were accessed before October 19, 2004, which was the date of the alleged happening.
Right.
So 27 were there before she substituted in that class. An outdated antivirus program and no firewall were in use after the school failed to renew their IT contract. One of the sites visited by the students, new-hair-styles.com, had pornographic links. Pop-ups were then initiated by pageadtwo.googlesyndication.com, thus starting the loop. So the computer guy that checked out her computer easily gleaned all of this information. It seems very clear that she was not involved.
You know, it seems like it from here, and that's what makes me wonder if we don't know all the facts. I mean, I don't know.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it just
the facts are the government didn't investigate this case.
Understood.
And
but
they prosecuted
jury
her based on the idea that she had pornographic pictures in her class, and the jury emotionally responded to that saying, I don't want my kids in that class. Send her to jail. That's what happened, Mark.
Well, it could very well be what happened, but it seems, you know, you and I are sitting here talking about this case, and we're two reasonable folks. I would think that the jury would be reasonable, too.
No. What makes you think that? You know as well as I do that when jury selection is happening, the voir dire process and jury selection, the government attorneys, the prosecutors, do their best to weed out any reasonable folks and instead put on a bunch of emotionally crippled folks. Instead put on people that don't want to be anywhere but back at home, and they just want to leave so they'll find somebody guilty so they can get out of it sooner. The jury selection process results in the most idiotic fools being placed on juries. And that's a fact.
I don't know if not the most idiotic fools. No.
Well, you know what? That's what they shoot for. They want below average folks who are going to go along with what they want. In fact, Herbert Horner, the owner of Contemporary Computer Consultants and a computer forensic examiner for the defense, again, this is the guy that checked out the computer, said all of the JPEGs we looked at in the internet cache folders were of the 5, 6, and 15 kilobyte sizes. Very small images indeed. Normally, when a person goes to a pornographic website, they're interested in the larger pictures of greater resolution, and those JPEGs would be at least 35 kilobytes and larger. We found no evidence of where this kind of surfing was exercised on October 19, 2004. Remember, the allegation from the prosecution in this case was that this woman's a porn freak,
right,
and that she couldn't stay away from her porn habit. And as a result of going to pornographic websites, she got a bunch of adware and spyware installed on the computer, and therefore the pop-up started happening. And Herbert Horner has poked holes in all of that. They found out that the adware was there, 27 of them were there before that particular day, and he looked through the cache files, and again, if she doesn't know much about computers, you don't have to know a lot about computers to go to websites, to go to porn sites.
No.
So if she's really surfing porn sites, she's going to have sample images that are of a fairly large size that she's going to be looking at. If she joins the porn site or is already a member of a porn site and accesses that site from the school computer, they're going to be very large pictures that are going to be coming up in the internet cache folder, which, again, they checked out. They looked at the cache folder and found out there was nothing of the sort going on. After the guilty verdict, Horner stated, this was one of the most frustrating experiences of my career, knowing full well that the person is innocent and not being able to provide logical proof. 1-800-259-9231. By the way, she's already had to pay over $20,000 to defend herself in this case.
Hmm.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. Let's talk to Jay in Pennsylvania on the Amplifier line. Hello, Jay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
First of all, I've got to say that this story is absolutely ridiculous. That it just goes to show what a puritanical nation that we've become.
Yep.
To put somebody in jail for something so innocent. I mean, okay, not innocent in the type of imagery, but innocent in the fact that, you know, anybody can make a mistake, and it doesn't seem that they care whether or not she did it intentionally or unintentionally. just the fact that she was there when it happened is enough. That,
yep, the fact that, some kids
are going to blame her.
Yep, some kids laid their eyeballs on a couple images of porn, and all of a sudden this woman needs to be spending years in jail as a result of that? That's absurd.
Well, I guess these children are now going to all burn in hell because they've been corrupted, and you know, it's just ridiculous.
Yep.
And obviously this didn't happen, and the gentleman, the expert there, proved that this didn't that what I'm going to say did not happen. But suppose she rolled the computer out in the front of the class and you know, clicked on some images and said, "Students, this is what a BJ looks like.
Right.
This is what tossing the salad looks like." You know, I mean, that she did all of these things.
In that case, I think she should lose her job, but that's it.
Yeah, that's it. No,
jail
that's
time?
That's it, you know?
Jail time seems extreme even in that circumstance.
I don't want to pay for it to be in jail.
Heck no.
How old are the students?
Yeah, you know, that is a good question. How old are the kids?
Middle school. I think it's 7th grade class, so 12, 11 years old. Maybe
they've all seen it already anyway.
Yeah,
it would seem like they probably have.
So, Jay, what else is on?
Worse than what she showed them. But anyway, hey, the reason I was calling was I've been listening to you guys for about a year and a half now via the podcast, and I went out, bought an iPod, been listening to you, you know, every day on my way to and from work on my commute, and it's still not enough. I need to hear your show live, and I want to make a plea to my local program directors on local shows or local talk stations, but I want to know, maybe from your experience, what has worked well for you guys in trying to talk a local station into carrying your show if they're already carrying other nationally syndicated shows? Like, what would I have in my court? You know, what
well,
can you tell me?
There are different factors.
Now, how many talkers do you, how many talkers do you have? How many talk stations do you have in your market?
Honestly, I don't know because I don't listen to talk radio except for you guys.
There's a lot of listeners out there that are just like that, and that's one point that you can make to a program director in your market is that, look, I'm not a talk radio listener, but I do listen to this podcast, and these guys are on radio stations, and I think you should carry them, and I would like to listen to them on the radio. So they can bring in, you know, new people, fresh, you know, fresh listeners that they wouldn't get otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely. When you're calling a local station...
I was just going to say, I'm in the advertising business, and I am from the other side. I'm in an agency.
Gotcha.
And I deal with advertising, and I know more than probably the average person. So I know one of the things that they're going to ask me is, well, what would be the reason that we would want to take off a nationally syndicated show that is getting ratings and that we already have a track record with? And
that's an excellent question. Jay, I'll address it here in moments. Hang on, okay? Excellent question. Hang on. 800-259-9231, the toll-free packet8.net phone line. Because it's true, there are some shows out there that are doing very well in the ratings, and that's a serious issue that needs to be addressed. Also, helping you get Free Talk Live on your local talk station, so when you're driving about at nighttime or just sitting at home, you can flip us on your radio and listen that way. We'll give you the details, the skinny on that, in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024. And ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring us anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, completely free. Though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by going over to vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. Over the weekend, we had dropped to second place at the Podcast Alley Top 10 chart. And you know, second place is good and everything, but we sure would like to be number one by the end of this month, and there's only, of course, a couple more days left in this particular month, so we really need to get out the vote while we still can, because it is a monthly voting process. At the end of the month, the voting count resets to zero, and we have to start all over again. And this month has been a great month in that we've set a record of total votes cast, but we still need more because those Harry Potter guys continue to outperform us. So vote.freetalklive.com is where you go. It takes you less than a minute. All you need is your email address. And our internet listeners are, of course, the best about voting because they're usually sitting there listening on the internet. And so it's easy for them to just click on their web browser and go to vote.freetalklive.com. Really what we need to do is get our radio listeners to remember that, you know, most radio people are probably in their cars listening to the show. You like the program. When you get home or you get to work and you're in front of a computer monitor, try to remember, vote. freetalklive.com makes a big difference for us and helps spread the message of freedom and liberty. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Jay in Pennsylvania. Speaking of radio stations, Jay, you live in the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania area, and you want to get Free Talk Live on your local station. And you're concerned,
yeah,
you're concerned as to how the what the best way to go about doing that is. And what I wanted to do is just go over a couple of suggestions for you. And this is for everybody that's listening. People who are, if you are listening on the radio and you already have a station in your local area, what you might want to do is consider calling the station and thanking them
right
for airing Free Talk Live. If your local station airs, for instance, one night of the show, like the Saturday show, and doesn't air the weekday show, call them, thank them for the Saturday show, and ask them nicely to put the weekday show on. Those are two of the things that our existing radio listeners can do. But for the rest of you that are listening via podcast or directly live on the internet, and you don't have an option in your local area, what I would recommend that you do before anything else is going to localfaq, that's localfaq.freetalklive.com, And that's where you'll get a fairly detailed analysis of calling your local radio stations. It'll give you instructions as to how to, for instance, on our bulletin board system, there are 50 sub-forums, all with, you know, from Alabama all the way down to whatever the last state is, Wyoming. And 50 different sub-forums in regards to each state. And what you can do is you can go in there and post where you live in the state, and then I'll get in there. If it's not already there, there's a chance that someone's already posted your area. I'll get in there and respond with all of the contact information for your local stations. That way you don't have to do as much footwork. That way you don't have to look up the station's number, look and find out who the program director is. I will do it all for you. And then you just simply pick up the phone one morning or afternoon or whenever. Mornings tend to be best for program directors. You pick up the phone, call your local talk station, and really an important tip is be honest. As Mark said before, since you're an internet listener, you don't listen to talk radio. You want to tell the program director that, you know, don't tell him that you already listened to your station, because then, or his station, then he might ask you some questions about his station and find out that you're lying to him. And so you don't want to play a game with the program directors. You want to be straightforward and honest with them. Yeah, I listen to this great show on my iPod and would love to listen to it live on your radio station. It's Free Talk Live. Have you heard of it? Or, you know, and then give them our website or something like that. And just be honest with them about how you feel. If you are a listener to their talk radio station, go ahead and compliment them on something you like about the station. I mean, you must like something about it. You're a listener to it. If you like it, compliment their station and then let loose with the critique, because you were asking about, well, how is Free Talk Live going to possibly replace, an existing well-rated show? And the fact is, it might not, which is why we have a Saturday show, because weekdays are what tend to really get the ratings. So, for instance, if they have the king of the nighttime world right now, Michael Savage, this anti-freedom bigot, if they have him on the air, that's very, very unlikely that we're going to be able to slip in instead. Very unlikely.
It's unlikely because he's a proven quantity. We are an unproven quantity. But we haven't been head-to-head against Savage in a market where been rated. We have been rated in a market where we were against Levine and what was the other guy's?
We weren't really up against Levin. It was really just us versus Lars Larson.
Lars Larson. And we the pants off him.
Yeah, we stomped him. We shut him out. So we're starting. Yes?
I was going to say, they run in the evening. I just found out today because I turned their station on for the first time. The main station around here runs, I think, Hannity.
Ooh, okay. A refeed then, because he's not live during our time slot. And so what you want to do is just be honest with them. And let them know that you want to hear Free Talk Live on their station. Normally, they'll probably just thank you. They might ask you a few questions about... I've had some of our listeners get asked questions about how old they are and, you know, their demographic information, that sort of thing. You might be asked why you like Free Talk Live, in which case, again, you just tell them how you feel. You might want to... If you're leaving a message, depending on the size of the market you're in, if you're in a smaller market, you might be able to pick up the phone, call your station, and have the program director answering the phones.
Yeah.
If you're in a larger market, it's very unlikely you'll ever be able to speak with these people. So it's going to depend. Again, mornings are best to call. But if you leave a message, leave a short message with what you wanted to get across, very brief. Do not ramble. And leave your phone number twice and your name. That way they can get back in touch with you should they be interested in doing that. And again, the reason why we have the Saturday show is specifically because of the issue of getting on during the weeknights. It's more difficult. It's just a fact. That's the reason why we have way more Saturday affiliates than we do weekday affiliates. It's just more difficult to replace a five-day-a-week show than it is to replace a Saturday night show. A lot of stations have absolute trash on their weekends. They're just trying to fill airtime, and they will be very pleased to know that there's a live option that they can give their listeners on Saturday night. So I hope that answers your questions. Did you have anything else, Jay?
Yeah, it does. No, I appreciate all that. As I said, I'm really desperate to hear you guys live, and I'm going to make some calls at a couple different stations around here. I looked up on Bacon's media list, media service, the different program directors here in the area. I didn't know that you had them all on your site. So
yeah, I don't have them all on the site, but what you do is you go to local. You can go to local.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, I'm there now. So
right, and then
I'm looking at that.
There you go. I don't have them all there, but I will post them as people request them. It would take me forever to post them all at once.
No, I understand.
Jay, thank you for the call,
it.
Man,
hey,
and good luck.
Hey, one more question. Real
sure.
Is it more likely that they would put you guys on in place of a pre-recorded show like what we've got here, or Yes, not really,
and no. Yes and no. I mean, if the pre-recorded show is pulling ratings, then that's what's going to be the most important thing to them. So, and if it's Sean Hannity, chances are that he is, unfortunately. He is the number two.
But we're in an ultra-conservative region here, and,
right.
And you know.
Yeah, it may just be more likely that we'll just get our foot in the door on a Saturday show, in which case that's good enough for me, and it'll get something started in that. And being on the Saturday show allows new listeners to come across the show, and then they can get excited and call and say, hey, why don't you move Hannity to his live slot and put Free Talk Live on instead? That's an option, too. Jay, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. And, of course, as time goes on, as we continue to be out here and be more visible in the radio industry, in less than 2 weeks, Mark, we're going to be at another convention, this one not for Liberty people, but for radio people, talk radio people, and we'll be schmoozing with the industry bigwigs yet again, showing ourselves, showing that we're serious about this business, because a lot of people think that we're just going to disappear.
Yeah, and that's what their biggest concern is.
It's a serious concern because they're lazy. I mean, it's not a business of bricklayers or construction workers that actually have to work very hard in order to make a paycheck. They sit around the office and, you know, they press buttons on computers is typically what they do, maybe fill out a few budget forms. And so they don't want to do a lot of work. And so what they don't want to do is they don't want to add a new show to their lineup like Free Talk Live, a relatively untested show, even though we've been doing it for 4 years now, over 4 years. To add a relatively untested show, and then to have the, and it, you know, it takes a little bit of work to do that. They have to change their programming logs, set their satellite receivers to different times, and then to have us drop off the air 3 months later. So then they have to go find another show and do all that work over again.
Right.
They don't want
it's
to do
fine
that.
With them if they make that decision themselves to switch from one show to another.
Yeah.
But they really don't like it when the show, you know, goes away and they have to make and that decision's made for them.
Right. And they're scared because that's happened enough times in this business. It happens a lot. They'll bring in, for instance, the big syndicators, Premier, Westwood One, or somebody will bring in a new show. Like I know Dennis Miller is going to be starting next month.
Mm.
And again, you know, you bring in a Hollywood celebrity like an Al Franken. Or a Jerry Springer, as they've tried to do, and they might go for a few months. Sometime, I think Al Franken made it a couple years, a year or two, but he's gone now.
Jerry Springer's gone.
Jerry Springer bailed out after about a year's time.
You know, Dennis
Some
Miller
shows don't make it that long.
How much money does Dennis Miller have? Because not that you know the answer to this, but it's a lot of work doing radio. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And
you got to be there every single night.
Right. There's no getting out of it. And these guys probably, it's just a guess, right, that the idle rich don't do a lot of work. And they don't realize, man, you've got to be there every day doing
yep.
this. And thankless, you know, somewhat thankless job. So they might.
So the program directors are
yeah.
skeptical about new shows, and they sit back and they wait and they watch. But having you guys call in and request it creates a real tangible demand for these people. Like, they know they'll have new listeners if they make this move. So, we appreciate your help with that. Hour 2 is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What is this?